Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I am Kristen, and I'm here with Neil Baker, psychic and author. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
Gosh, I can hardly hear myself talk because I've got a hood on my head. I'm so cold this morning. It's like an echo chamber. It's very strange.
It's a cold morning, for sure.
It is. It's uncharacteristically cold for Southern California. I think we're getting down into the low 30s this week at night, so I actually like this kind of weather, to be honest. So it's a nice treat for me, but for many others that live in this sunny climate, they're not too thrilled with it. Anyway, welcome everybody again to the show. Today we're going to be continuing our discussion about what one can experience from the astral realm when they're living in their human bodies here on the planet, and how we can connect more deeply with the elements of the astral realm. Of course, you can follow our show right here on Blog Talk Radio by clicking on the follow button under our profile named The Neil Baker Psychic Hour. You may also join us on Facebook and on Twitter. You can purchase Neil's books on Amazon.com. That site is linked as well. And Neil's website is linked too, but in order to speak with him directly, you need to call him, 562-596-7818, for information on readings and things like that, because that's not on the website. The website's pretty basic. And I'm going to be posting soon an excerpt from his book, Occultist Lieber, on the Facebook site. So stay tuned for that. But anyway, Neil, continuing our conversation that we started on Wednesday. Let's get to it. And callers, we're going to be getting to your calls in about 15 minutes, so hang on. We see that we have some callers in the queue. Everybody will be getting a reading, so hang on. Neil, take it away.
Well, we were talking about S projecting, which is actually the projection of the astral body, or what's considered the subtle body, as opposed to the physical body that leaves our body and we project ourselves. It's actually called ascending into the astral plane, where we experience a whole different realm of existence aside from the earthly existence. And in that realm, you know, usually it's the realm of dreams and meditation and things like that, but we actually can take our psychic body, our astral bodies up there and actually do some traveling around. And this, people don't seem to realize that it, when you study a lot of literature in this department, we even have elements in the Bible that allude to astral projecting. In the Bible, I think it's in the book of Ecclesiastes? Yeah, which talks about the silver cord. And I think it's in the final chapter, as I recall, and about how the silver cord can be loosened or broken.
Yeah.
And
remember him before the silver cord is severed and the golden bowl is broken?
Oh, is it in? Yeah.
Yeah, it's Ecclesiastes 12:6, in fact.
I think it's in the blast.
And that's in 18.
Yeah.
12:6.
There's also, I think, that's in the now in the Old Testament, in the Newer Testament, Paul's second epistle to the Corinthians, refers to, I think he said, I know a man in Christ, whether in the body I know not or out of the body I know not. He's talking about the astral projection of the energy that he was referring to there. So it's in, and you know, Islamic mysticism, ancient Egypt, China, India, they all have their concepts of astral projecting, of course. We can go on and on and on and talk about this, but I don't think that this is the time and place to go into a history about how we can connotate or designate, if you will, the aspects of what astral projecting are or is, and how we can move out of our bodies and experience that realm. But once we do, which is through the projection of the third eye, another concept, we enter a world where we can see our past lives, we can see our histories between past lives, we can witness actually the history of the world in a breath of time. We can merge into the future and see the things that have to be as opposed to the things that might be or could be. I often refer to one of the more common modes of literature here, that where this energy was traveled through, was in the Christmas Carol. Scrooge took an astral projecting trip in Charles Dickens' mind.
Right.
And that had the exact layers of past, present, and future all simultaneously involved. Now, that was brought on by an altered state of consciousness through which he had to look at his own life in a moral, on a moralistic level or ethical level, because he was a stingy man and all he thought about was business. When we astral project, it's not so much that we are astral projecting because of a certain criteria in our life. We're looking at a whole breadth of existence. When you go out there, you're just not trying to go out there to find one specific answer. Gee, I wonder if I'm going to sell my house. I think I'll astral project and figure out if I'm going to sell my house. When you astral project, you're not just going out there to pick up one little piece. You're going out there to pick up the breath of time, which automatically, as soon as you leave your body, you're out of your existence.
Wouldn't those earthly desires pull us back into our body anyway? Imagine if you're only astral projecting to, you know, find out answers about, you know, a career or a relationship that you wouldn't even get.
No, you don't find that in the astral realm. That's not what you look for there. That's in the physicality and the linear aspect of your existence on this plane. Now, you can receive information from the astral realm, from guides and spirits and whatnot, but you don't necessarily go out of your body to find something out in that context. What you can do is go out of your body and find out why you're on the plane, on the earthly plane in this existence, and what brought you here, and what your mission or your true essence is on this lifeline. You can go out there and find that out, and then also see and visit the other lifetimes that you had on previous existences. Now, that breath, what we're doing is we're talking about the ascending of the spirit out of the body. And a lot of times when people make the mistake, when they have horrific nightmares, you can't have nightmares on the astral plane. You can't actually experience demons there. But a lot of time, and I don't want to make this too gross, but a lot of time what people do in their sleeping state is they descend. So imagine they're going out one of the lower chakras, and you're actually not able to go ascend into the astral realm. What you go into is the underworld.
So why would that occur, Neil?
Well, a lot of that occurs because a person's development is really in sort of a retardation state. It's in a position where you're dealing with some really low aspects of your existence. You're not transcending at all in the lifetime. And when you leave your body, your soul or spirit is gravitating towards deep, deep, more sin-rooted karma. And so you kind of are still locked in that zone. So a lot of people who have guilty conscience or they're living a life of crime, their demons will come out when they astral project, whether they're doing it knowingly or not. Their souls are still gravitated towards that lower state, and that's why people will have experiences with demons, or they feel like they're being chased by monsters or things like that.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lower realm that is not in the region of the astral realm. It's the lower regions. And in those lower regions, it's much like being buried alive in a waking state. And actually, when you go into an astral projection, it's referred to as the waking state because you fall into unconsciousness, which is actually unconsciousness still has in it the word consciousness. It's without consciousness, but that is to say that you're without a brain, you're without a mind, you're in totally in spirit. So whether you're in the body or out of the body, you're in a spiritual state, and thereby you are experiencing the realm of the soul, the spirit. And in that realm, we start to breathe in a different way. We're not really breathing through the breath. We're breathing through the third eye. That's our objective. And in that breath contains every action that we've ever done on the planet. There's a biblical passage that says God knows every hair on your head. Well, when you're breathing, so to speak, we're using this term spiritual breathing, when you're breathing on the astral plane, every thought is accounted for. Every thought, every action is in that breath simultaneously. And that kind of tells you what layer of the astral realm you're going to be kind of traveling on, whether it's on a higher realm, because the astral realm has their own chakra system too. You can be on a low level of the astral realm, which is basically looking at many of your past lives. And as you rise higher, you get more into the element of what you were doing between lifetimes on a plane of the astral environment that had nothing to do with the earth, where you were instruction in the form of your spirit and your soul.
Well, it seems that it would be very difficult to interpret the information that one receives from the astral realm when you begin travels. I mean, how do you begin to sift through it? Because I know that in my own astral journeys at night, you know, I'm often left a bit confused as to why I'm experiencing the symbols that I'm seeing, the individuals or spirits that I'm connecting with, and what area of the astral realm that's coming from. So what do you recommend to people?
Sometimes it's the mere gift of the gift of wisdom, the gift of knowledge, the gift of discernment, the gift of interpretation. Some people hold those gifts within their entire unit.
Mm-hmm.
Other times you have to go to those people who live by those gifts. So you have to seek an interpreter if you don't find one in your own realm. And then you have to decide who is doing the interpreting. If you're going to go to a psychologist, he's not going to talk about past lives. He's going to talk about that there was something in your life and symbolize mm-hmm. it to some, your mother, your father, some experience you had.
And the other part of it is, rather than just being catapulted into the astral realm and not in charge of the journey, the lucid element of interacting with the astral realm, as in lucid dreaming, where you can control the journey.
You can. But you see, when you're astral projecting, you can't be meet with greeters, and you can't have these, quote, meetings whereby entity may be awaiting or aware of your departure from the body and take you where they want to take you. Some of these meters, greeters are
greeters, meters and greeters.
Meters and greeters, yeah. And some of them eat meat and some of them are vegetarians, but they're still called meters and greeters. That would be meters and gatherers, wouldn't it?
That's right.
The element of that is kind of, we're not always in charge when we leave the body. You know, we leave and we're not always in charge. Kind of the symbolism would be like when you're born into the world, you usually have a doctor greeting you, and he knows what he's doing and he's in the right place. There are doctor spirits there that can guide you properly through the channel upon which you're trying to ascend to in terms of the astral realm. But you can kind of give yourself birth into the astral realm and enter what's called the wilderness, and that's like being raised by wolves. You're just left out there, and if you don't know where you're going and how to travel, if you haven't prepared for that before you went to bed and you don't have that evolved sense of knowingness in your soul, then you can astral project and find yourself in trouble. Because it's not always an easy journey. It's like It's like getting off a plane in a strange country and you're just kind of walking around. You'd go up to the first person you see and you say, can you give me a tour of the city? That person may be not out in your best interest.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've got to know exactly how to prepare for your journey. So, I think in time we're going to have travel agencies that take us into the astral realm. Instead of going to a travel agency that's going to tell you how to get to China and where to go, we're going to have travel agents that tell us, and I guess we do now in some respect, as to how to travel in the astral realm, what to look out for, what highlights there are, because there are hot spots out there. You know, there's the Karma Center, there's the Transcendent Convention Hall.
There's the realm of demons.
There's the demons and there's the angelic, steam bath.
That's a new job for you. You can open your own astral travel agency.
Yeah, I did, but the rent was so high.
Yeah.
I was on a higher plane, so the rent's higher, the higher you go.
I see.
And so, but you know, in this regard, I think what you have to do, and sometimes I'd use the tune of numbers. Oftentimes I do, and I'll go to my own birth date, or I suggest those listeners go to their own birth date. Look at the highest number in your birth date. Not just your master number. That's your vehicle. But now look at the higher number in your birth date. And if your higher number is a 5 or a 6, concentrate on that chakra, because that chakra is going to guide you in the best way possible. So let's say your chakra number is a 5, and that's going to be the vocal energy. So if you're going to astral project at night, what you want to do is concentrate on a high level of communication. Say, I'm going to be astral projecting tonight, and I want to astral project into a realm where I talk about the highest forms of communication. I want to communicate with my guides in a high way. I want to talk about what my transcendence is all about. What do I need to work on? You know, if your highest number, unfortunately, is a 2, what you want to do then is say, I want to go out into the astral realm and figure out my relationships.
Mm.
What am I doing on this planet? And why did I come back? Because I'm having such a hard time on relationships. Now, people are going to say, well, what if my highest level is a 5, but I'm interested in a 2 theme?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can do that. The communication of relationships. Just combine the energies, if you will, as opposed to looking at the communication of your spirit to God. You can look at the communication of yourself to your fellow companion.
So, like 30 minutes before bed when you're laying down,
mm-hmm.
then prepare yourself before you fall asleep in that way?
That's
is that what you're
that's
suggesting?
That's right. But the preparation
and connect
is
with
not,
whatever chakra is the highest chakra.
That's right.
Okay.
But the preparation is just not about a given moment in time. You've been
right.
practicing. You've been learning your breathing. You've been meditating. You've been connecting to your guides so that those 30 minutes before you go to bed, you're already
the
filled
continuum.
With a lot
of
history and knowledge and,
right.
you know, you're fit. You've been exercising your astral body into a state of awareness
mm-hmm.
so that when it's ready to go out, it's all ready to go out. Jump up and you're out there running. So as opposed to just saying, you know, I think I'll just astral project tonight and I won't, you know, I don't know. I've just kind of been going through life. I'll astral project tonight. Well, good luck. You might come back with a weird experience. You might come back with something kind of surreal. My dream world last night was full of surreal images, but then again, they were involved in my clients that I had to work with in the morning hours. So, and then I had to put together the stories that I entered. So I don't, as a psychic, I don't always go out into the astral realm on my just
on your own behalf.
No. I usually go out and I attach myself to the souls of my clients, oftentimes, and then our astral bodies go on a journey together, and we kind of have this surreal adventure, which oftentimes happens. And then it's got to come down to a level of interpretation, which in the best realm, you have spontaneously, you can analyze what you're experiencing, which I seem to have a gift for. So that's part of the energy that we can briefly go about in terms of this continual dialogue of the astral realm, the third eye, and our nighttime journeys.
All right, Neil. Well, thank you for that, and hopefully our callers will give some of this a try. Of course, while they're continuing on their spiritual journey, this is another piece for them. Okay, area code 313 is first. Let's bring them on the air, and everybody's getting a reading. That's in the
Hi, how are you?
Hi, who's this?
Sherelle.
Sherelle, how do you spell your name, please?
Sherell.
Hi, where are you calling from?
Sherell and the what was it, the Sherell and the there was a group. Sherell.
Yes, that's from my mom.
You know
I'm getting deja vu here because I think Sherell's called us before, and I think we went through this conversation. Do you remember Sherell? If we did,
I don't remember.
What's your location, Sherell?
Michigan.
Okay, yeah, I think so. Except the Sherelles, it's S-H-I-R-E-L-L-E.
The Sherelles.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my S-H-E-R-E-L-L.
Uh-huh. And what's your birth date, please?
11/30/93.
Okay. And what brings you to our show, Sherell?
I was wondering, I'm calling about a particular person. And I was wondering, like, what do you pick up on how does this person feel about me?
Well, how does this person feel about you? Well, mixed. I think the
I'm
person.
I'm sorry?
Mixed. It's a mixed feeling.
Mixed feeling? Oh, you didn't need his name? Oh, you picked up that right away, huh?
Oh, yeah.
So she's aware that it's mixed. Do you want his name or his birthday?
No, let's not. Because
okay.
I want to. You and I know
wow.
who. Oh, but I'd rather. my gut feeling is to keep his privacy there, so there'll
okay.
be no. Not that they would ever listen to the show. They may not ever listen to the show, but still. Yeah, it's a mixed feeling, Sherell. The problem is that you have a karmic history with this person, meaning a past life connection. And,
I believe a past life.
I'm sorry?
I said, I believe in past life. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, past life connection with them. I do too. And you were somewhat closer to his heart then, but there was still accidents and problems that occurred to where there was a division in that lifetime. So there was a division of a heart. And probably it occurred with a broken heart. So the two souls come back. They're on the planet again. You're in your body. He's in his. And now what you're doing is you're repairing, it's all subconscious, but you're repairing the element of a broken heart. And in that regard, you have to kind of work through the issues of trust and balance and stability. And with those being firmly intact, you're going to get a confusion of communication, of messages. So you're not going to be sure where you really stand with this person. It's going to run hot and cold. Does that make any sense
to
you?
Almost definitely. That is the type of person he is, because I could call, text, no response, no nothing. We haven't been out in a year. And he don't call me out the blue or just text. Hey, how you doing? Just called to see how your day's going. He's just so stubborn. But he is in a relationship, though. But I just be trying to show him that I can be a friend and be different from the others he has experienced or ever met before. But he not letting me get him the chance to.
No, he's not healthy enough. You know, when you're not in a really healthy, grounded state, you appreciate people that are healthy for you. You understand that, but you're not ready to vibe with them. The vibrations are different. And so he might then look for people who aren't going to be as healthy for him, because he's still in this state of feeding his darkness, his the energy levels of his lower self. Now, usually when people are in that state, they kind of know better, but they're not ready to cross over the line, so they defend their position and they seek like-minded human beings that can accommodate where they're at. You're not in that zone, Sherell, so what happens is he wouldn't be able to, his vibration would merge with you, because ultimately you would call him on his stuff. And
yeah, I do.
Yeah. And he doesn't want to be called on his stuff, because he wants to be accepted on the level he's at right now. He doesn't want to be lectured to or have to change. But at the same time, he's drawn to you because his higher self does vibe with you.
It doesn't seem like it. I don't know. I'm just confused. It don't seem like he's drawn to me.
Well, as we speak, He's drawn to you, not ready to be with you. He's drawn to you, but, you know, he's not ready for it yet. He's not ready for it yet. It's like somebody who's very good at math, and they're really good so far at math, but they're not ready to do algebra yet.
So does that mean like I'm a challenge to him or something, does that mean I'm a challenge?
Well, you are. Unwittingly, you're a challenge because you're on a higher vibration than him, so you do present a challenge to him. But
and he's much older than me too. That's the thing.
Well, he's older, but he's not an older soul.
Right.
He's old. Okay. You see, he's older in the energy level. It can go as much as even 15 years older, give or take. Shorter than that, longer than that, it doesn't matter. Your master number is a 9, and you do come in to this lifetime with some degree of challenge in relationships. So some of this is occurring because of your own challenging journey in finding a relationship. You're still young yet. You're only 21.
Yes.
You're not really going to find your true essence until the age of 27.
Hey.
So you have a ways to go. But while you're in this state, you still have every opportunity to experience a lot of karma, and that's where this fellow's coming in, and that's why there's a great division. I think the broken heart in the past life has created an age difference to where he's not on the same age level as you.
So at this current moment, at the current moment, how he feels about it, he has mixed feelings, and he's drawn to me.
Yeah,
and I won't
drawn.
Be hearing from him.
Well, you know, it's a sort of in and out policy. In a really healthy way, it's not a healthy relationship because it's at his disposal, and you're waiting.
Okay.
And he breathes in and out, in and out, in and out, and sometimes you're there and sometimes you're not. But you're in the interval of his thoughts. You're not occupying the main stage of his brain. So you're sort of like, you know, it's like you finally got a role in a play, but you're only on the stage for like 3 or 4 minutes, but you're in the play. But you're not happy with the role the director gave you. Too small. You're a minor act in his stage right now. And that's the truth. But that doesn't mean that you can't develop into a higher character with him, but it's going to take a little bit more concentrated effort and knowledge to get there. In other words, he needs therapy, really.
Oh, ain't that bad? But do you feel like we had a past life? Or?
Yeah. What I mean by therapy, it's not like he's, you know, he's mentally ill.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, he needs some type of counselor or something to get him back on track.
Back together. That's right.
Okay.
He'll be a happier
Thank
more
you.
Man once he does, but I hope that kind of answers your question.
Oh, no, you did. You were spot on everything. He is hot and cold and not everything. Everything you said was spot on. I appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome, Sherelle. Thank you so much.
Y'all both have a happy new year. Happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays. And, you know, I found Sherelle. Yes, we did have the same conversation as I remember.
Did I say the same thing?
You said the same thing, 7/18. 7/18, I think she called them that date, yes.
Oh, uh-huh.
I didn't
have
a note, but
I didn't recall
Sherelle,
that.
I did. Okay, 281 is next, and then 214, 281. Hello.
Hi. This is Maribel.
Hey, Maribel. Hi.
How are you guys?
Good. Nice to hear from you.
So it's 6/7/1976.
All right. And am I getting an echo? Not now. 1323. And what?
I just took your speaker. Okay.
That's great. What's going on?
Oh, not a whole lot. I'm looking to refinance my house right now.
Okay.
So I had a question about that, and then anything else that I may need to hear that he may get.
Sure. All right.
Refinance your house. Where in this house you've got, where were you 5 to 7 years ago?
I was across town, about 30, probably about 45 miles from where I'm at now. Still in Texas, still in the same state.
Uh-huh. And how long have you lived in this home?
I closed September 30th, 2013, so a year and a few months.
Okay. So when we go back 4 or 5 years ago, Maribel, was there any difficulty in relationship then? Were you going through any trouble, or was everything really spectacular?
Everything was heartbreaking. That's around the time that I lost my boyfriend due to a motorcycle accident, a very tragic, unexpected event.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about that on the show before.
I don't recall.
Yeah. No, I'm just reminding you.
There's no offense to you, but I don't. You know,
no.
Being an age,
totally understand.
I've done 2,000 readings. I can't remember just this year alone. So I don't recall every reading I do, but I feel, Maribel, because as I'm speaking to you right now, it's a fresh reading, and my thoughts are like you weren't having a good time about 4 or 5 years ago. You lost your boyfriend, motorcycle accident. I feel him coming through.
Okay.
Now, don't worry about him right now, but what does the name Michael mean to you, Mike?
Ooh, that's my sister's husband, and they're currently separated, going to divorce.
Yeah. So now the guy that died in the motorcycle accident is, this often happens, the souls and the spirits are kind of like out there, and they're like thinking, oh, my God, a light just went on. Neil's doing a reading with Maribel. Oh, God, I'm going to go over there. Because they're looking for a way to communicate. Now, it may be very selfish on their part. I'm using these crude terms. I mean, selfish, spirit, you know, it's a different world when we use these terminologies. But he's trying to get your attention for some reason. So he yells out anything he can to make that connection. He says, Mike, that's your sister's husband, and they're going through problems. So for some reason, this spirit is trying to reconcile something with you, because when he left, there was a lot of karma. And maybe this isn't what your big cup of tea was today to hear, but sometimes these spirits will come in and occupy a reading because they're thinking, oh, Neil's talking to so-and-so. I got to get my words in. So he's rushing over. And
Perfect. There's
also something to do with drag racing or car racing or something to do with racing. Do you know anyone who did not observe the rules of the road well?
You know, my younger brother many years ago would often race his truck. That's the only thing I can think of.
What do you mean, race his truck? I don't know what you mean.
Well, they are around here, they soup up their trucks, and they'll be driving, and somebody else has another souped-up truck. They kind of do the eye contact and kind of do their little thing. Not supposed to happen on the streets, but sometimes it happens. He hasn't done that in many years, but that's the only thing I can think of when you bring
that up. That's it, Maribel, because I'm starting to build a dialogue on the radio with you and starting to figure out, you know, aside from maybe what some of your more pleasurable moments are coming up, there seems to be some kind of spiritual communication going on here that's trying to get something wrapped up. I don't know. I'm not really in charge of this at the moment. It's just something to do. There's also something to do with I don't know what it means yet, but there's something to do with a $27,000 figure. I don't know if that means anything yet. It may not, but there's something to do. It's there's something to do with 27 or 27,000, and so you might want to examine that after you talk to me and think about that. Are there any, without giving away your address, because we want that private, but are there any twos or sevens in your address at home?
No.
And does 27,000 make any sense to you?
At the moment, it does not.
Okay. So I don't know what that means yet either.
Couldn't it be the cumulative energy of an address?
It could be. I'm not sure yet. you know, when I'm looking at these figures, I'd have to spend more time kind of figuring it out. When this man died on the motorcycle accident, you lost your boyfriend. Were you two at all fighting, or was there anything unresolved between the two of you?
Not on that level. It was actually, I thought, getting actually better. I mean, the truth of the matter was he was in another relationship while we were seeing each other. So that was coming to an end, and it was kind of turning my direction when he passed. So that was kind of the transition that he was going through when he passed.
Oh, well, that's starting to make sense because there wasn't a completion of the act yet. There was an attempt to correct something.
Right.
And so that left some moment there, because if I'm talking to you, Maribel, and I'm asking, well, what happened 4 or 5 years ago? You say, well, that's when I lost my boyfriend and I was going through some hard time. There must be a reason why something compelled me to go back to that specific time. Now, can that have any connection to your present state in your home, your relationship? Yes. There's a correlation between that event happening in your life and where we're at today. So there's going to be a correlation between the two elements there. I'm also seeing a lost child somewhere. Was there anything in your history where you lost a baby or a bad pregnancy or?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
So
yes.
I'm picking that up. Now, that might be my connection to you as just my own vibe pulling out energy from you, or it could be me combining my efforts with another spirit that's telling me the information. I don't know where that particular hit came from, because I'm trying to work with two control panels here for you, Maribel, in terms of what am I hearing from a spirit and what am I just getting because I'm psychic. So that now the child, the baby, whatever, the lost element of life inside the womb, if you will, that energy is an ill-formed energy, so to speak, but there's still an essence of life in it. Not an autonomous life, but there was still an element there that provided some position of karma for you to work through. So there was that. In fact, I'm getting two incidences. Were there two incidences of a lost, something lost in terms of an embryo or a baby?
I can only think of one for myself.
And, okay, so what I'm picking up on was there that one is what we've got, but then something else came in with a two figure, so I was thinking, okay, so there's got to be something else have you lost anybody else in life aside from the motorcycle guy? Anybody else pass over that you'd consider to be a peer?
Sir, six other people.
Six other people, you said?
Yeah.
Six other people between 2002 and 2011.
Yeah. What I'm picking up on, see, what's happening in the reading is I'm picking up on their souls, and they're starting to vibrate to me. So they're kind of lining up and starting to talk to me and moving forward. There's a lot of M's going on. I know you're Maribel. We had Mike. I'm picking up a Mark. And
that's my ex-husband.
Mark is your ex-husband?
Yes, sir.
So I'm picking up Mark now. So I'm, you know, I've got entity levels of energy speaking to me, and you know, it's an active live wire. So you know, this is common. The only problem is we're just on the radio doing a short reading. But what you should probably walk away with, Maribel, is like, wow, I got spirits connecting to me on the radio. There's nothing bad. There's no bad information to hand you. There's probably just connecting information. They're trying to connect. Probably their message is my experience would be that they want to make your life feel better. They'd want to help you out. They want to discuss things. You know, sometimes the link, when these people cross over, they still feel such a strong link to the earth that they're not done yet. So they go through all the people that mean something to them, and they start to, well, if they get lucky, they find a medium or something, or and they start to try to work it out and have a dialogue. And that's what's happening.
Now, could it be that I've been told on many occasions that once I get where I need to be, that I will be able to actually become a medium? I have the potential to become a medium. Would that be a reason why when I connect with you or someone else, there's such an influx of people? Okay. Because I've been working on it. And the last time I talked to you, you were telling me that, you know, my chakras were all out of balance and things. I've been working on that still. I was curious if that was why. Now, all of a sudden, you know, I know they're always around me. I can feel them.
Yeah. No, it's true, Maryville. You're 6'7" in your month and day, and you're 76 in your year. That's a reflection of energy occupying the third eye and the chakra crown. So you're in the right area to be a medium.
Okay, I've been told that. I was just wondering that as soon as I connected with you, I'm asking about my house, and then I'm not surprised that all these people are coming through. It's almost like they can't wait for me to get there.
Yeah.
So that they can do something, you know, actually do better in communicating with me, because like I said, I know they do. I see signs all the time. Interesting. Okay.
Well
thank you for your time.
Yeah, you bet.
Hey, Maribel, nice to hear from you.
I'm so glad I got the chance to call you guys. I'm so busy with work, and I'm off for 2 weeks, so I'm enjoying it. I thought I'd give you guys a shout.
Enjoy. Well, it's nice. It's nice to talk to you. Have a happy new year.
Same to you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Yes, interesting code in her birthday, the reflection.
Yeah, reflections are immediately attention-grabbing for me because they do speak volumes of information between karma and transcendence, how the ascending order, one is an ascending order, the other is a descending order, but in reflection, when you go backwards, it becomes ascending. When you get to the end of the birth date, in other words, and start to move backwards, it goes 6-7.
Right.
Which is the same as going forward. So it's a weird mirrored reflection of karma and transcendence in one lifetime. This person, she's a 9 in her master number, so it would seem like maybe she's trying to get things wrapped up if she can.
Yeah, it would be good.
It's going to be a hard one, but she's trying to get things wrapped up.
Okay, let's bring on our next caller, Neil. 214 area code. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Good, thanks. How are you, and who is this, please?
Hi, my name is Liz. And I was just pretty much calling to see. Lately, I've been feeling, you know, some type of anxiety. I don't know. Like, I feel like there's something I need to know. It's just been unsettling a little bit. So I was trying to find out. I'm open to hearing if there's anything that you see that I would need to know, maybe.
Okay. Could we get a location from you, Liz, and your birth date as well, please?
Texas and 9/12/86.
12/86. Okay. 10/11/12/22. She's also the same number as Maribel.
Yeah.
36/9.
September 12th, 86.
Yeah. You're a 36/9, the same as our last caller. So your number is 9 by way of 36, your karmic number. Neil?
Yeah. What was this? She said, having trouble with somebody? You're having trouble with somebody, Liz?
No, I said I have anxiety. I feel like there's something I might need to know.
Something that is not apparent to her.
You have anxiety and something not apparent to you.
I feel like there's something I need to know. It's just been like an unsettling. I've been feeling very unsettled and anxiety.
Well, you know, anxiety is carried to us throughout life. I mean, the way we deal as human beings with anxiety can be conditioned by our upbringing. It can be a part of the way our consciousness works because of the way we were brought up. And we can project that anxiety as just a sort of feeling we have that is part of the way we think and feel because of the way we brought up. So let me ask you something. that with that in mind, was there in your family, was there any alcohol related problems or anger management problems that stemmed from alcoholism?
Not that I know of.
And have you ever encountered anyone with a drinking problem?
Just maybe friends.
Friends. So what we've got in this situation, Liz, is that your anxiety is coming from something that your soul is carrying, not your body. So
okay.
Your soul is carrying something that knew you had to face something in this lifetime, but the knowledge of that was established before you actually breathed into this body. So there is something out there that you're connecting to, in my estimation, that is, that knowledge of it is coming from something that you already knew about before you entered this planet. So something seems to be coming up for you. You're 28 years old. You had a last multiple of 9 at the age of 27. Did you lose anything during that year, a job? Did you make any moves?
I've made a lot of moves. I've lost my father, and it's just been a lot of different changes going on. I got married within the last 3 years. Last year I moved to a whole new city, and I pretty much I have lost some jobs. I am a freelancer. So with every move that I make, I feel like I've lost my job, and I feel like my career is just not moving along the way I want it to.
Yeah, I'm starting to get the feel of the picture now. And what would you do in freelancing? What kind of work?
A hair and makeup artist.
Hair and makeup. Well, your element... There's something, I don't know if I can do this on the air, it's too time-consuming, but the element of what you're feeling has to do with the things that we've been talking about. You were married 3 years ago, you moved last year, that was what important, that you moved last year. That's connecting to me now, Liz, that last year you made a move, that was 9 times 3, you're 27 years old. Remember, your month and your day is actually 1 and 2 is actually a 3. So, and your month is the same as your master number, 9. So 9 times 3 is 27, and you make a move. Now you're 1 year past 27, and you're going to have another big hit at 36. But between now and 36, there's going to be several changes going on. So there would be something significant in terms of what you're feeling that's anxiety-ridden, and that there's something to do with a hospitalization of somebody coming up. Do you know anyone currently that is sick or ill?
My father-in-law, maybe.
Are you close to him?
Not that close. As far as my family immediately, my mom has been having some issues, but it hasn't really been anything too serious. She's been having, like, maybe hip problems or any questions and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't say a death. I said a hospitalization. So something may be coming up, and the anxiety, you know, you have some intuitive skills, Liz, so you could be picking up on some anxiety revolving around your husband that could ultimately affect you.
Okay.
So that could be part of it. It also including the fact that you're picking up on something in your soul's journey that you're having to confront as you approach, you know, this age. You're 28 now. So at the age of 28, you are going to be, I think, experiencing something that might have some challenging aspect to it.
Would it be the fact that I've been trying to get pregnant for the past 3 years?
Well, certainly. I mean, you're having a child within your karma.
Okay.
So there could, and you have, we're talking about your first and specifically your second chakra, which happens to be the third number of your birthday too. So there's some kind of anxiety energy that could be going from the soul to the body that's causing a problem in your ability to conceive. Not to mention that there might be something going on with your husband, assuming that I think it's your husband, you're saying you're married. So there could be some connection of division between the two of you that's happening on a much more subtle plane than just what seems to be obvious. So there's something going in there that would have to be examined to figure out what is the literal translation of what's going wrong with that chakra. Mm-hmm. And you know, then maybe by understanding the knowledge of that, we can release it and then move forward. And but that's more demanding than a 5-minute radio reading. You know, the only other part of this would be, have you ever, it's a private question. I don't think I'll ask it on the air.
I don't mind.
Oh, I'm curious.
I don't mind.
You don't mind? Have you, like the former caller, have you ever lost a child or an abortion or ever been pregnant before?
I haven't. My sister has.
What'd she say?
Her sister. She has not, but her sister has.
Oh, your sister. So there's going to be some interconnected tribal energy going on, Liz.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Who has the letter D? A, B, C, D. Who's D?
Oh, no.
Donna, Denny. Okay, well, I want you to think about the letter D, and I just don't want you to fish something up and, you know, we say, oh, that's it. There's something connected to that letter D that's important that I'm starting to consider. And so you'd have to really, really go in there and figure that. There's something with the letter D, Liz. I don't know. But not to your knowledge, huh? Remotely, a Doris, a Denny, a Donna, nothing?
And that would be, no, I don't know anybody with the letter D.
Yeah. Well, then I don't know, you might want to check that out with your husband or your sister. Because
okay.
in this journey, because this is somewhat tribal, Liz, we'd have to figure out what is the aspect of this letter D that's important. And it might not be totally connected to you. It might be through your husband or your sister. Was there any other former divorces with either of those two people?
No, there wasn't. Nobody has gotten a divorce in my family.
Well,
as far as my husband's family, I think the only, no, there were no divorces there either.
Well, we're sort of in a realm of a little bit of mystery, but that doesn't bother me too much. It's not a matter of not calculating.
Figure that out for sure.
Yeah, Liz, I think the journey we're in has got some shadows in it. We're not getting
okay.
the full clarity, but I feel that that could be the part of the environment itself. So
okay.
I'd have to spend a little bit more time trying to figure out why there's all this, quote, shrubbery around your
okay.
energy. And it might have some connection to do with your second chakra.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that I just have to figure. It just takes more time.
Okay. Okay.
I'm seeing two, you know, as I go into the past real quickly, I'm seeing two beds in one room, whether it's two beds in one room or a bunk bed, but I'm seeing two beds in one room. Now, that could literally be that, yeah, there are two beds in one room, I know what you're talking about, or it could be that I'm looking at the attitude of a bedroom in this lifetime and a bedroom in the past life. So there's a connection between the two of those elements that I'd have to...
Okay.
work through. Did you ever share it? Did you share a bedroom when you were young with any of your siblings?
Yes, I did. My sister.
Okay, well, that's not totally uncommon, but that's what I would start to lead in. Is this the same sister that we were talking about before?
You know what, I'm actually from Africa. I think I see exactly what you're talking about. When I was a kid, it was like a bunk bed, of course, and we all pretty much, it was a whole lot of us sleeping in that room. I'm from Africa, so you're probably seeing things from back then as well.
Oh, that's where it's coming, because it seemed like two different worlds. Well, that's intriguing to me. And when we talk about Africa, in its early context, it used to be called the Dark Continent, the Lost Continent. It was the Dark Continent, not implying, you know, a racial thing. It was just called that. Now, that element, because I was seeing a lot of shadows and darkness and things, shrubbery, I called it. And so there's something to do with that realm, Liz, that would be intriguing to investigate, because I'd have to know things that I don't have time for, such as, you know, what age you were when you left, what journey you might be carrying from that continent into this one that's still karmically connected. So there's a journey there that it concerns me. I am getting something between a 4 and a 5, so there's something in that regard. And I don't know if I'm dealing with an age or a chakra center, but I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I was going to ask you, do you see anything, because that's where my father passed away, and I was trying to see if you see anything regarding my father. I feel like there was a message that he was trying to relay and about something. Do you see anything about that?
Well, yeah, I think we're starting, you know, that's the other side. That's the wilderness side. So we probably are experiencing something of some content coming from him. So I would assume that that's part of it, Liz. I don't think we have a lot of time because we're about to wrap up on the show. Either call me back on the next show or some other form of communicating.
Liz Neal's number, 562-596-7818, and that's also on our Blog Talk Radio profile, so you can find us there as well.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, well, yes. We're running out of time.
We are out of time. So we are back on the air on Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific. Thanks, everyone, for joining us.